Chevrolet back on the road.
Hey, have you ever seen deer running around here? This morning at 5 o'clock, I was taking the dogs out, there's a herd of deer just went running through the backyard. I've never seen that before.
I'm about to get in the truck in the morning and standing right in front of me, 15 foot in front of me in the driveway.
Well, now, I think I heard Tom on here talking about he was over there on Brown Road.
Neighbors have got on camera. I say three. I mean, I saw one picture was a sow with two cubs, and the other two cameras that I saw were just a lone black bear, so boar, sow, one, but I don't know.
At 5 o'clock in the morning or 2, sometimes they get me up to 2 o'clock. That's what I worry about, is a black bear right here. I don't know what I do. Probably need to be curious when I come out here at that time of night.
Ran up on them countless times up at Jocassee Gorges when I used to go up there and go coon hunting and deer hunting all the time. Just stood still and they looked at me, put their nose up in there, winded, and walked on like I wasn't even there.
You just have a couple of dogs and start raising chains. When those deer came by, the dogs went, they stood up like black wolves.
I think Doob used to, but I don't even think he pays attention to the deer anymore. He very rarely barks at them. It's usually got to be some kind of commotion for him to get going now.
My dog's first encounter with deer, so they were like firecrackers.
Used to be the same way. Every time anything would go through the yard, he'd raise Cain. But now even the turkeys, I mean, the ones that stay at the house, they walk right up through the yard past him, and he'll be laying in the sun and won't even get up now.
Like that, but hopefully
they will. My dog, unless it gets cold, so he's out there with those all the time.
But I guess they migrate somewhere else, because I haven't seen them in a couple of years.
I don't know, I guess it's all the subdivisions. I mean, right at 290 and Sandy Flat, there's 157 home going in, and then right around the corner from the end of Walker at Virginia and Langley, they're doing a 200 home, tiny home community. Yep, that's what I'm expecting. They said a long time ago they were talking about turning 290 down Lynn Road and then Lynn Road to 253 to Jackson Grove and straight through into Traverse Rest. I mean, that was years ago when they were talking about that, but they ran the gas line down Jackson Grove now, but I don't know if there's any more talks about that.
They saved a little bit of time. Back south, when you're going to the rear of Traverse Rest, that would be a little bit of a shortcut if they did that. Anyway, doing any work in Greenville anymore, or you get that all wrapped up?
Oh, that one's pretty much wrapped up. Just, you know, so what happened was, usually, I mean, I've been 260,000 miles on the expedition, and usually about every quart change, it's a quart of oil, you know, added, and I went to add my quart of oil this time, and when I took the fill cap off, I noticed a little milk underneath the fill cap, so I was like, well, before anything happens, I better go ahead and get a backup plan, so, you know, kind of occupy my mind too, getting this blue truck back on the road. It's been sitting for, I don't know, 5-6 years now, so belts, hoses, brake lines, everything.
And have a plan B. I think about the same thing. I was happy for another truck, but I just can't find one that I want, but for the price that I want. So I just made my mind up on this project to buy that. Continue to use it. It's only got 38,000 miles on it.
100%. I was just thinking yesterday, talking with Marie, and it was like, yeah, I'm out here working on this truck to, you know, to use it to work out of every day, and this thing's 40 years old. it didn't even dawn on me that truck was already that old. Then I pulled up to pick her up at work yesterday, and a lady comes walking across the parking lot and hands me a flyer for a car show next weekend up at Locust Hill Church. And I'm like, wow, yeah, it's old.
I think it's hard to stop using it for work trucks, man, because this value's only
going
to increase over time.
The longer
time goes on, the more.
Just thinking about it, I mean, the engine is brand new. I mean, I say brand new, less than 2,000 miles. Transmission's just been gone through, and the rear end doesn't have 200 miles on it. It's full rebuild. So it's like, it's a new truck. I mean, just replace all the hoses and belts and stuff, and I'll be good to go. That's exactly what I'm going through right now. It's sat for so long, I had to pull, I mean, a brand new carb on it. I had to pull the carb, put a kit in it, go through all the vacuum lines, you know, just the normal. When it sits, they just go downhill. I mean, luckily I had no squirrel or chipmunk problems. That was a good thing. KI4THV.
I got me started on the truck. I just use it to go to the landfill every now and then, the transfer station over there at O'Neill. And one time, it barely made it there and back, and it was right there and back. That was the spark that got me started and wanted to pick some money.
You are. It'll do that without breaking a sweat. Hey, let me give you a call back in just a minute. I just got here to the parts store, and they've got my brake lines and everything in. So let me run in and pick them up real quick, and I'll be right back out. W4DJW, KF4THV.
KF4THV, W4DJW, 4-1.